Okay, we are on together finally.
Yes, this is our first official podcast. Thank everyone for coming out to listen.
Thank you. It's an honor to be live with you.
This is great. You know, actually, right before we got on this podcast to discuss, we're actually on the phone just chopping it up. I have to apologize for being under the weather, so there's
no that. No worries. Get better soon. No apologies for being sick.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So for formality's sake, I am Andre Shaheem, and my co-host, we have the lovely
Valisa.
Just like imagine a clapping sound effect in the background. Yeah, that way. So let's get right into it. Oh, first and foremost, we have to say thank you to our non-existent current sponsors. If you want to buy their products at theirimaginary.com, just go to our website and you can find the link in the bio. Thanks, guys. So will we do Sade in the background? I love Sade. I love her now.
Me too. Right?
But I feel like something, I don't know, like some Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
Like we could go that way. You know what I'm saying?
If we could.
To, right?
Absolutely. It's our choice.
Indeed. But I listened to Marvin Gaye's album for the first time. I Want You. That was like the best 3 minutes I've ever heard in my entire life.
His album was only 3 minutes long?
No, I only listened to 3 minutes.
Oh, you meant a song.
Yes.
Listened to a song, not the
album.
Yeah,
I did. I did. But you know, and this is what's cool. This is what's cool about YouTube, because people will post the whole album and it'll just play out, right? You don't have to like click on every new song.
Right. And
I like that so much, because it reminds me of the good old days, you know, back before everybody had a cell phone. Mm-hmm. I had my Walkman, you know what I'm saying? And I had my little CDs and I just like walked down the street, you know what I'm saying? Bumping.
Walkman.
You don't remember the Walkman?
You mean the CD? I know what a Walkman is, but I don't think you're old enough to have been using a Walkman.
Old enough. No, she did not.
Because when we were young, was not Walkmans, it was CD players.
See, that's, yeah, no. I think the company of CD player I had was a Walkman, maybe. I don't know.
Because Walkmans are for cassettes.
Oh, then I've been bamboozled. I just had a CD player.
I'm like, you was making yourself older than you were. I'm like, you weren't old enough to
I'm
have
actually a 47.
Right.
No, Lord, I am not.
Yeah, because I'm like, I remember being in like third grade wanting a CD player so bad.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, I used to bump. See,
with the big headphones, I wanted them so bad. Yeah. I wonder if they were actually really expensive then, or because like I remember them just like $20. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, but I feel like back then when you were younger, they had to be like more than that when they came out, because it was like 50. That's what I'm saying, because not everybody had them, and it was special to have them. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't become cheaper until like 2 years later.
Isn't it so wild to see what, you know, this current, like, this current realm of thought and mm-hmm. the way things have been manipulated, what we deem as beautiful and what's hot and what we should want.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
You know what I mean?
Like, think about when iPods just first came out.
Oh, they blew up. They took over.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They took
over. And now we don't even use our iPods. We just use our phones for music.
What's an iPod?
Right. our future kids going to be saying that iPod? What? Yeah, why would we need something else?
What's an Android? No cap. I tell you what, though. What better stick around are these beautiful Birkenstocks I have, because I'm not materialistic like I used to be, but these Jesus sandals have been life for me recently.
I heard they're really comfortable. They're just so ugly that I can't get into it.
What? Look, listen, you must be looking at the wrong ones, because
the brown Birkenstocks, I know what they look like.
With the two straps?
Yes. They're not cute to me.
What?
They look like shoes for granddaddies.
Exactly. Exactly, man. That's why I wear them.
For like old people. That's not why people wear them. People wear them because of the name. Because it's people like my age. I have friends who wear them, and they don't wear them because they make them look old. They wear them for the name.
I didn't know it was that deep. I wear them because people say I look like somebody's daddy, so I just bought
them. That is hilarious.
I just bought these because I felt like it matched the style of being someone's father, you know?
No, but there are women who wear these as well, and they're just not cute to me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel like I like the style for guys more so. I mean, girls, I guess, it's more of like a chill style.
It is. But it's not even a lot. It's not flashy. It's not loud. It's like,
that's true. I do. I guess in that aspect, I do like that about it. But it's just not my style.
You knew you liked them. You know what I'm saying? You get your feet done as a woman, you know you want to stunt them toes out.
Exactly. And not in those shoes.
You want the Gucci slides?
No. See, like I'm saying, like I'm not materialistic and with name brands like that.
Yeah.
Like I just like cute things. Like it doesn't have to be a name brand or a designer. It just has to be cute.
So what you
it do, has to be my style.
You get those rainbow sandals?
No. So I can't stand you. No.
You say you didn't care.
I mean, I don't care, but I still care about quality.
I don't want stuff
that just go rip when I walk.
Yeah.
Get stuck in a crack and back.
To stay on this feet thing, I guess. I saw this woman, she had just got her feet done. I could tell because she still had the little cotton swabs stuck between her toenails as she was walking down the street. Like, but in the little sandals she was wearing were like paper thin. I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, her sandals are stronger than a lot of people's relationships these days.
Oh my gosh.
I just didn't understand where she got those from. Is that a style these days? I don't know.
No.
But her feet were actually really attractive.
She probably just didn't bring any sandals with her to get her.
She didn't bring no sandals at all.
Yeah. That, like, in the summer, it's easier too. Like, I had to do the same thing, but I would just walk into my car. But even that was a struggle in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
And they still got up because I put my boots on when I got in the car. And they left an imprint.
Oh, wow.
Design on my toes, but it's all good.
That's good. That's a whole other level. Like, even with that, right? But if you think about it, maybe we still have some of the things of our culture and we don't realize it. Maybe, like, the feet, you know, and getting your hands done and
mm-hmm.
and doing your hair in certain ways, like
jewelry, body piercing.
That's very cultured in a lot of Afrocentric ways.
It is. I've been like contemplating getting my navel pierced.
Whoa.
For some time now, for like an entire month.
Wow. That's a long time to think.
I know, right?
So why the hold up? I mean, I support you.
The reason why is because of like the like I work out every day and it's usually on my lunch break. So like you know how it takes time to have to clean it and well, at least that's what I've heard. You have to really have special care with it.
Yeah. And, you do.
And that I was worried about that. Like that won't be a problem, but I would like my, I guess that was probably, I was like, oh, why? That's why I can't do it. And I was scared of like ripping it out and just like, things, oh, like honestly, things like that. Like,
yeah, changing no, my for clothes. Real.
Cause you have to be really careful.
Yep.
And when I'm like, when I'm leaving my workout and going back to work, I'm usually like, you know, moving fast. So that was one of my worries.
Mm, that's understandable though. You know?
Yeah, but I really want to get one though. I mean, I have lost some weight. I think that I deserve this. So
yeah.
You have a cute belly button piercing.
So are you thinking like a little dolphin?
No. I just want to get like a plain, like, you know, little diamond.
Mm.
A dolphin. No, I want to start small. Something just very small and nothing extravagant.
I hear you. Well, I think it will look great regardless of what you choose.
Thank you. It's funny having this conversation with the guy about this, but
oh yeah.
Because I feel like guys just usually don't care. I'm not care, but I'm glad you actually have a opinion behind it, you know.
No, you're exactly right. This kind of goes along because I'm not too focused on having strict standards on appearance. Mm-hmm. But there's certain like aspects that are just like, That's gonna be a no for me, dog. You know, hit him with that right. Randy Jackson because.
So, like, do guys like?
No, seriously, and this is the thing. I would say I really like piercings because there's something that's ritualistic in the sense of like. It reminds me of my culture.
Yeah, and yeah, that is definitely like our people had a lot of. Things and wore jewelry and things like that. So
you have a point there. You have a point.
My friend was like, because I was telling her I was like worried about the belly button piercing. She was like, oh, she'll get your nipples pierced. But I've heard bad things about that. Like, yeah. I heard that it tastes like metal, and it's like I heard like I heard just a bunch of things. So I wouldn't do that. Honestly,
I don't want to taste no metal.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I've heard as well. So I wouldn't do that. Like, I just think, like, I wouldn't be showing off my boobs anyway. Like, it would be, like, my stomach. I have, like, you know, tops or swimsuits that will show my stomach. So that is the reason why I would want that.
Wow, man. Like, I didn't know it would taste like. I heard what you said. I'm just thinking, like, it like, tastes like metal. Like,
because wow. it's like, silver or it's, you know, jewelry. Like, and that.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh,
you wouldn't want that in your mouth.
It's coincidental you say that because I saw this meme video with Janet Jackson and Oprah. This is like in the 90s. Oprah's like, so you got the nipples pierced.
What? And she asked Janet that?
Yeah. And Janet was like, basically in a nutshell, trying to say that it makes you sensitive as a mug. All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, why would you want to put yourself through that type of torture? You know?
Right, at work and just going to the grocery store.
You know what I'm saying? You might go home one night with a fuckboy that you know don't deserve it. But
right,
you
just but just
point in your life where you're like, God damn, I can't hold it back no more. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
exactly. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah.
Damn, Janet.
That would not be okay. How she ended up getting with that weird person that she was with married to. I mean, that's probably not the only reason, but of course he was a millionaire, but billionaire.
Yeah, that B is a whole different other.
Yeah.
Whole different bracket.
Right.
He's like, you know, I don't like this nigga, but, you know, I don't know. I thought about that. I'm not going to lie, because my girlfriend is European. I was like, if they tried to get out me and they offered me a price, how would I feel about that? And I thought long and hard.
Who would offer you a price?
I'm saying, because I was like, you know, what if they tried to, like, hit me with that get out type stuff? Like, you know, we want to use you or something. I don't know.
Oh, they would. They. I mean, you wouldn't have a say-so in the price.
What is my body? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'd be like, at least, I don't know. I don't want to sound egotistical.
You wouldn't have the choice. They just go kill you.
You're exactly right. But you know what? We're going to have to cut this short, and this is getting pretty whack. But, yeah. Great anchor. We lasted 16 minutes almost. All right. We'll have to really chop it up, get some ideas together, and then we can market our anchors. You feel me?
Yeah.
Or even have more people. Nah, just the two of us. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Just. All right, cool. have a good night.
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye.